Let's talk about the question that everyone is thinking, but not always asking out loud. Can you actually make money as a life coach? Or is it just another one of those things where a few people here and there are successful and everybody else is failing? Well, 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 you are in the right place. You are in the right room to ask this question, to think about it, and to get some legitimate answers, which is what I'm going to go over with you today. You have probably seen a ton of coaches making millions and millions of dollars and driving around in fancy cars and flying around on private jets, or maybe not. I mean, I don't really know. We've seen it all on the internet, but I don't want that to scare you. I want it to inspire you if that's what you want for yourself. But I also want to normalize that coaching is a skill set that can be transferred into so many different offers, and not all of them include Chanel bags, private jets, or talking about how much money you're making on the internet. A lot of them are a little bit of like a quieter wealth, but I don't want to talk about hype in this episode. I want to talk about realistic. And I also hate that word because realistic is kind of boring and uninspiring for the most part. But a lot of people are considering making a pretty big investment in their coaching education or in a coaching business. So instead of just looking at the hype, I want to talk about the reality and what you can really expect based on your personal and professional experience, the training or education level or credential level that you have, and what are normal prices in the coaching industry. I talked to someone the other day who was charging $50,000 to work with her for the whole year as a one-on-one coach. All right. She's been coaching for 8 years or so, PCC level, which is the ICF level 2 credential. And she's really, really built a following for herself on the internet. Now, that is just one thing. That is just one example, right? I think that that sounds pretty magical. And if I knew that I could make $50,000 per, okay, run it back. If we haven't met before, my name's Olivia. I am a former public school teacher, okay? This was now 13-ish years ago. I taught in DC public schools. I was making about $38,000 a year with a master's degree. If someone had told me you could make $50,000 in one client, which was more than I made an entire year of work, I would have been like, that's insane. But what I know now this far into things is that it is absolutely more than possible. And I do see these kind of numbers happening all the time. But I also see some kind of more normal or realistic numbers happening all the time. So enough of me yapping. Let's get into it. All right. You can absolutely make money as a coach. You can package your services in so many different ways. Coaching is a skill-based business, all right? So the real thing you have to be great at is coaching. That's the number one thing you have to be great at. Obviously, you also have to be great at marketing. You also have to be great at sales. You have to grow into these things, especially if you want to have a coaching business versus work internally as a coach inside of an organization, which is also a very lucrative opportunity or option that you have. But we're going to start with the research. So ICF, which is the International Coach Federation, which is who we are accredited through, puts out research every year. And I want to caveat this by saying the research that they are doing pertains to credentialed coaches. So they're not just surveying anyone who has coach on their Instagram or TikTok bio. They are surveying coaches with an actual credential. So average price of a coaching session in North America, according to the most recent ICF data, is $297 per session, okay? So we're going to play with that number. I'm also going to play with some numbers that we have seen our current students use. And I'm also going to tell you where I was successfully coaching at 13 years ago. Wow, 13 years ago. RIP my youth. Okay, 13 years ago, after I got coach training, I started with the ACC Associate Certified coach level. That's level 1 in the ICF now. Things have changed since then. So sorry if I'm confusing you. 60 hours of training is what it takes to be ACC. That was my starting point. When I got my first paid coaching clients, I was charging them $125 per session, which was the same as $250 per month if we were meeting every other week, or $500 per month if we were meeting every week. This was in 2013. And I say that to say things have changed. Inflation is inflation is inflation. And if that still sounds like a good starting point for you, do the math, and we're going to do some together. It only took me 6 clients to be taking home more than my entire educator salary. All right. So my goal then was to make $3,000 a month. Obviously, my goals have significantly changed over the years, but at that point, that was what my goal was, to be able to confidently not go back to teaching. All right. So I want to pull up a little calculator that we created at IGC. You can go to it yourself. You can play with it all you want. It's innerglowcircle.com/ROI. Let's take a look at what is possible, probable. And also, I do want to run some numbers with you that show what is just absolutely freaking exciting. Coaching business calculator. So here's where we started. Right now in 2026, we recommend, we don't require, because we don't, every person who goes through our school gets to choose whatever price they want for their services, but we do recommend that a good coach in training, a good starting point is $150 per session. So if you sign up for IGC today and you want to get your first client in a few weeks, that's what you could start at, all right? Now we're going to look at, we're going to drag the slider to adjust our clients. How many clients can you take on per week? This slider goes from 1 all the way up to 25 clients. Let's say realistically, in your first month of training, you think you can take 6 weekly clients, all right? I typically say that if you are going to coach 6 clients for an hour a week, you also need to plan at least 6 hours a week of marketing, lead follow-up, lead generation. That's how you get those clients. One little trick, this is a total sidebar, but I had also wanted 6 clients when I first started. I blocked off those 6 hours on my calendar where I wanted to meet with my clients. And when I didn't have them yet, I used those same 6 hours on my calendar to get them, meaning sharing content, reaching out to leads, booking networking events. Again, this was 2013. The internet was a little bit different, and I did it all without AI. So let me just... All right. So all that to say, if you don't have the clients yet, if you're kind of manifesting or manifest actioning them into reality, you need to block off the hours on your calendar now. And what you're doing during that time is you are doing client generating activities. All right. So let's talk.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and 6-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your 6-figure certified story starts today.
About it. You entered IGC coach training. You are ready to go. You got through your first 4 weeks of training. So now you know how to confidently run most of a coaching call, and you're surrounded by other people going through training, people who have graduated training. You're getting professional development as much as you want all week long. So you feel so good about charging this rate. You have 6 weekly clients. You are now making $3,600 a month from your clients' annual revenue. So look at that. Isn't that exciting? It's a raise. It's a raise. Say you're like, that's insane. I could never charge $150 per session. Like I told you, I was charging $125. You can put it right there in that custom calculator and see the difference. That was my goal. That was my goal in 2013. That's crazy. I didn't even mean to do that. All right. Say you've recently been laid off. Maybe that's a blessing. Maybe you quit your job. Maybe you had a baby and you're home from work, right? But you want to start doing something. So you have a little bit more time, all right? Maybe you're just like, I'm a boss and I'm going to charge $200 a session. And I have approximately 10 hours a week that I can work with my clients. Okay. One more and we're over the 6-figure mark. Typically, I would say however many clients you have, at least when you're doing one-on-one coaching, I always say to double it. That's how many hours you need to be working. All right, that's not a rule. Some people start with a lot more business knowledge than others. There are variables in that, but this is how I want you to look. Now, let's say I want you to think of things like it's not just 11 clients. Like you're not just showing up unless you're working for someone else. You are doing marketing. You are doing lead generation. You are taking consultation calls. So if you know you want to have 11 clients, you need to also block out 11 hours on your calendar to build the business. I have so many other episodes on how to do that. I'll link a couple here. But that's kind of how you want to think about things. I don't want to downplay it and be like, you're only working 11 hours a week. That would be a huge lie. And you're going to hear that on other channels, but not here. All right, now let's say you have gone through IGC, maybe you went through our 4-month program or 8-month program. You are at PCC, baby. Now listen, I love the ICF and I love coaching. I don't think MCC is a requirement. To each their own, but PCC is kind of where it's at. That's what's going to get you in the door in organizations and corporations too. And maybe you're getting out of a corporate environment. And you're like, I would never want to go back there. But B2B coaching isn't so bad. All right. Pros and cons. But you want to get your PCC credential. ACC is meh. I held ACC credential for not even a year, I think, before I upgraded to PCC. PCC just opens more doors, more opportunities. It gives you a lot of confidence. All right. So now we are fully credentialed. We are PCC. We are killing it. We have quit our job. So now we're coaching full time and we don't want to work 40 hours a week, but we want to work about 30. All right. So I'm trickling it up here. Now you have 15 weekly clients. I mean, looks good to me. Looks good to me. So I don't have group programs set up on here. You obviously could play with that. So for example, use this choose your own rate section. Say you want to have a group coaching program. Say there's 10 people in it. They're each paying you $500 a month, right? That equates to $125 per week. So just from your group coaching cohort, you are making 60 grand a year. Got it? So you can use this calculator to realistically or unrealistically figure out what you want to be doing. I'm not even going to lie to you. I charge over $500 per session at this point. I've been coaching for 13 years. I don't have the capacity to take on a lot of one-on-one clients, but definitely don't take on 10 weekly anymore while running this company. But we'll say 5. That's pretty on par. All right. So you don't have to be coaching for 10 years to charge this. You do have to have a product, meaning a coaching service that is really great, that is really easy to understand the problem that you solve, and it has to be a problem that people are willing to pay to have solved. All right. But no matter where you're at, no matter what you're comfortable with, play with this and get an idea. To get a PCC credential, pretty much anywhere, you're going $5,000 to $25,000. It just depends. I've seen colleges or universities charge full tuition for a coaching certificate. I don't think you necessarily need to go that route. Obviously, a program like IGC worked in the middle. The PCC is around $10,000, but that includes your mentor coaching, business building, all of that. But where else can you invest $10,000 and with just 5 clients, make back that investment in less than 2 months? And some of you might be thinking this sounds completely unrealistic. Some people might be thinking, why are you aiming so low? Everyone's starting point is going to be a little bit different. Go here to innerglowcircle.com/ROI and figure out what makes sense for you. And quite honestly, the real thing you have to worry about is time. So if you are absolutely stretched thin for time, you want to set this realistic for you for now. And remember, depending on how many clients you want, double that. That's the work that it's going to take to get them. All right. So if you want to acquire 5 clients a week, you need 5 hours on the calendar to generate those clients. If you're like, what do we actually do? I can't give it all away. Like I said, I'll link those videos, but that's where training really comes in to play. And it's not just like being in class or being in IGC. It's being surrounded by teachers, mentors, other people who are doing the things you are doing, being in community, having a place to go to be held accountable and to be around other people building businesses. Like that is what makes training so much better. Anyone can just Google how to do anything. That is true. Nobody can fight me on that one. But why doesn't everyone do it? Everyone doesn't do it because at the end of the day, you find other things to do. You distract yourself. You get in your own head. You don't have the right people surrounding you to actually become successful in your own right. So this is how you make money as a coach. I hope seeing some of these numbers helps you see what's possible for you. And go ahead and play with that calculator. Get excited. Get excited. And trust that, at least when it comes to IGC, you just need the why. We are the how to your why. If you do want to be a coach, if you do want to change lives, that's exactly what we teach inside of IGC. So that's how you make money as a coach, one-on-one group. Those are the most common. Obviously, you can play around with that custom calculator if you want to look at what it might be for digital products or retreats or anything like that. Enjoy, get excited, allow this to inspire you. And if you're curious about next steps, just leave a comment here or go to innerglowcircle.com/call and spend 10 minutes on the phone with us. We'll tell you how to do it and whether it's right for you. All right, until next time. Happy money making.